is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Devin Newsom. Second Shot, 2.5 shots.
Suitcases. I just coughed right before I said that. There it is.
You're George Dunn.
I am George Dunn. How are you, other person?
I'm Devin Newsom. And I'm good.
Professionals.
That theme song's grown on me. Episode.
Yeah, it is too. Like, I'm getting it stuck in my head now and I hate it.
Yeah. I never watched that show. That show was terrible.
I hate watched it for a while.
You would. But I don't know. That theme song, it's a good opening song. Thank you, Jess Smith.
Yes, thank you.
Listen to The Church Absurd, his new show.
Yeah.
By the way,
he's a good guy. Good podcaster. Good man. Good man all around. Mm. Good man.
He's a good man.
He's a John Goodman.
He's
John Greatman.
He's starring in the Roseanne reboot.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
After John Goodman's character actually,
I am like genuinely excited for the Roseanne reboot, but my dislike for Roseanne at this current point in time is making me very worried for the show. Like, it's very obviously going to be terrible.
Yeah,
but like, I can't not be excited because I love Roseanne. The show.
I will always have a connection to that show because I like dated a girl named Sarah Gilbert. But
really?
Not Sarah Lynn Gilbert, but...
Like from Big Bang Theory?
And I have a few family members that are like Roseanne Barr, but... sorry, what did you say?
She was on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay, yeah. More awful
good intro.
Shows.
We're doing it. We're out here doing it.
We out here. We out here.
Well, we are joined in our studio, my dining room, with comedian Jesse Rucker today.
Rucker.
What did I call it? I'm so bad with names.
It's okay. It's Ricker.
Ricker. Ricker Rucker.
It's like Rick, but with an E-R.
Okay.
Yeah, as if you want to remember it.
Okay, so Miss Rucker.
He has literally never gotten like one person's name right on this show. Not even our podcast show name right.
Yeah, you say the Second Shot
so
podcast.
So don't feel offended.
Oh my. Yeah. My name is so easy that like Ricker is actually a made up name. People like at Ellis Island were like, they saw my great grandpa's name and they're like, fuck that. And they were like, here's another name. They just made it up on the spot. And they were like, here you go. Like, so if anybody ever has trouble pronouncing my name.
Did they have a Ricker chair? Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ricker, I hardly know her.
All right.
We're on high quality internet entertainment.
Yeah, this is off to
George
a great
Dunn.
Start already. Well, thanks for coming on, Jesse.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. How was your week? Have you done anything cool, fun, awesome, fun, interesting, cool, nice, and awesome?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been teaching. I teach eighth grade. That's like what I'm really doing right now.
Okay.
But I've been trying to go out and do mics and stuff, but I don't know. It's so fucking cold. Oh, can we swear?
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
On the internet?
I don't know. I don't know if you guys are gonna get fined by the FCC. I don't know how that works.
So much internet.
Well, we are. We're planning to advertise to eighth graders next week too, so that might not fall in line with your job. But
that's what I'm doing. I don't know. I've been really unmotivated lately.
Yeah.
I get really depressed a lot, so I just kind of don't do anything. I'm trying to read Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas right now.
Okay.
Have you guys read that before?
I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
You didn't like the movie?
No.
I didn't really see it, but I heard the book is really good, so I read that. But I know that Hunter S. Thompson is like kind of like a punchline now.
There's just all that hype around it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, really?
It's
yeah,
kind of the G.G. Allen of writing.
Yeah, but I'm going to look into it.
Maybe a little bit better than G.G. Allen. At least there was some substance there, but maybe. I don't know.
Are you liking the book?
I don't.
Getting through it?
It's fine.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't.
I don't know.
I'm such an idiot that I cannot pay attention for more than 100 pages. And I'm a teacher. Like, I shouldn't be like that, but I am.
At least you pretend to read. Like, I can't even do that.
As long as you can operate a handgun, you should be good to keep that job.
Don't get me started on that. Oh, my God.
Did you see that today? The news thing that came out today?
What news thing?
Some teacher.
Oh, the teacher
in
that
California.
Shot accidentally discharged his gun?
A firearm trained teacher had a gun in class and accidentally went off and hurt a kid.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You mean a teacher isn't a drill sergeant?
You'd never would have thought.
Oh, that's crazy. I had no idea.
It's almost like that,
that
it's weird.
One-armed security guard in that school that got shot up didn't run into the parking lot and cower.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't... That
sorry to get political
sorry
here.
Sorry.
Get all Andy Rooney on you guys, but like... yeah, I don't... it's like... I can't even remember the last book I read, like, all the way through. Like, I read The Disaster Artist, most of The Disaster Artist. But that, I'm listening to the audiobook of The Dark Tower.
Comic books count?
No, they don't count.
Okay.
Because they're, like, 30 pages. And if you read a graphic novel, it's, like, those still don't count.
Yeah. I've been writing a comic book. Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that counts as reading, writing a comic book. It's the same as reading.
You're reading the words you wrote.
Exactly.
That was a weird tongue twister. Reading the words you... Oh, I can't even do it now. Reading the words you wrote.
Aha, say that five times fast now.
That's so hard that I can't even hear it.
That's right.
I can't even understand
Sam, what you're saying.
I got that sticky beer mouth right now. Like my saliva's a bit sticky.
We get those mouth sounds. SMR.
ASMR. ASSMR. Ass mister.
Ass.
Why do we do this?
I don't know. I think it's time to transition to the next point, is what the host would do normally in this situation.
I wish people could see the way you're looking at him right now.
Me? Is it like just
you're
very...
like, all right.
next thing.
I could just hear the up.
Well, the show is like, it's white-owned, and there's some systemic racism coming from George nonstop in my direction, and I get talked over and interrupted. And
no, you're not getting talked over, Devin.
What?
I talk with you.
Whatever. I'll be okay.
I talk white in front of you.
You talk white not in front of me, too. I've had a rough week. I've been not feeling good, took some time off work and shit.
Yeah.
And like, my brain is not here. I'm just like, I need...
To be fair, my brain's never here. So, like, I mean, you can have a week.
Oh, thanks.
I'll allow it.
I'll wake up, though.
Yeah. No, I think we're recording in the afternoon, which is not normally what we do. We're a little... Like, the sun's up.
That always throws us off, I think.
Yeah.
It's the time change.
Yeah.
You got to be, like, consistent.
Yeah, I mean, we're good, though. I think we got this.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We're going to be watching some Say Yes to the Dress because... I don't know why we do this to ourselves. I'll ask you more about your opinions on Say Yes to the Dress in a little bit, Jesse, because I kind of want to walk into this pretty fresh, because I have seen episodes with like ex-girlfriends, but I mean it was like while I was playing video games in the background, like, so I don't, having to sit down and watch this is going to be interesting.
I don't know. I've never been a part of planning a wedding. I've only been in one wedding, and I didn't pick out my clothes.
You didn't say yes to your dress?
I didn't get to say yes to my dress, so that was pretty tough.
If you say no to your hoe?
That's Runaway Bride. Or no, that's when the hoe says no to you.
Julia Roberts movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. No, but so I'm not very into this culture. Like... So it's going to take some convincing, I think, to bring me around on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, like I have so many talking points. I've been that's like one of those things that I like, but if you look at me, you wouldn't think I would like that. But I'm obsessed with it. Like I don't know why. Like it's like a, when I watch it, I'm just like on autopilot, but it just feels good the whole time.
Candy.
It's like candy TV.
Okay.
It's so bad for you, but it's okay. Mm. Like, you can have some. It's all right.
Let's go have some candy then. I do have some candy, actually, if you guys want some.
I want candy.
Love Aaron Carter. Is that Aaron Carter?
I think the remake is.
Yeah, it was Aaron Carter. All right, let's go watch some Say Yes to the Dress, and we'll be back in a little bit, a little while bit.
I'm gonna take you with me.
Okay.
And we're gonna go shopping.
We'll see what color she comes out in.
This is Kate's first time shopping, so there's gonna be a little bit of trial and error during this appointment. I saw Lisa's bride with a dress on that I think would be perfect for Kate, so I need to see if I can borrow it.
Can I have that dress? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I never thought ball gown, but as soon as I put this on, I'm a bride. Oh, it's blue.
I did not expect this dress.
I did not expect to come out in this dress. I love the sparkles. I love how it just sort of brightens up my skin. I definitely love the sort of silhouette of it.
Okay, guys. What do you think?
I think it looks like a unicorn.
What does that even mean? Do you like this dress, Mom?
I don't love it.
There were definitely a lot of things I like about the dress. I love the top, I love the way it sparkles. But the longer I'm in it, the more I realize it's a great dress, but it's...
Can we just watch Say Yes to the Dress? I'm George Hollywood Dunn, and I'm here to talk about Say Yes to the Dress with my buddy, old pal.
I'm not sure what you said, but I'm Devin Newsom. I'm just hoping that what you said segued into me saying my name. So I hope I was right. I don't know.
I don't know the segue.
You're the host. You got to know what segues are. Come on, George.
I don't own a segue.
It's when...
I know what they are. I just don't own one.
You don't... There's the vehicle, and then there's...
So we just watch a lot of reality television.
Oh, my God. Wait, I have something to say about segues, too. I feel like we... What time?
Sick segue.
Dude, there was... one time there was this meme on Facebook that my friend Darren shared that was like... things white people like, and it was like segues, and I thought they meant like in conversations, and I was like, everyone likes a good transition. That's not a white people thing.
No, black people don't do that.
Yeah, just
white people love topic. Transitions, just like on this show.
Right, so
it's all transitions. Yeah. From one person to another that look exactly the same with weird last names.
Yeah, and then I was playing basketball with my brother the other day and I beat him, so
nice segue back to our segue conversation.
Oh my God.
So yeah, we just watched Say Yes to the Dress. We watched two episodes. I'm not even going to pretend to know what episodes we watched. Season 9, probably. I think they're all the same. One had Joan Crawford in it. No, Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford?
Okay, so if George, you can't tell, I'm bad with names. Very bad with
really
names.
Really bad. You got Joan Crawford and Joan Rivers mixed up.
They're the same person, right? No,
sure.
That
you
one's
know
different.
Fine.
That one's different, though. That one's excusable. But for like the guests, it's like you have their names like right there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is...
I worked
like,
with her for a while, too. Like, I should know this.
But yeah, Joan Rivers, she was in it.
Yeah, she was in it.
That was...
And she counseled... She was the family friend of Faceless Girl number one.
I don't get who they get to be on these shows or how you get to be on the
I think
show.
They're
because
just
it
like,
all seems
so
like
this is going
to
be a boring
extremely
episode.
Rich. Yeah. Like, you have to like put down like a very expensive down payment to be like
$15,000 for a dress.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
That's nuts.
Exactly.
That's a car.
That's the magic.
So much money.
That's the magic.
For a dress you're going to wear.
So, okay, let's before we start
exactly.
bitching and moaning, what do you like about this, Jesse? What is it about this that you like?
I think it's like a, I don't know if that'd be cathartic. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but it's like, I hate rich people so much. Like, if you guys don't know me very well, but I have a prejudice against very wealthy people. And like, to me, it's like I said before, it's like cops for rich people. Like, it's just exploiting them and like making them look extremely stupid. And I don't know. I think people, I just take it a certain way. I might be a little trolly in the way I like it, but I can't stop watching it. I don't know why. Like, some people like the Kardashians. I like Say Yes to the Dress.
That's fair.
I can't stop. I just can't stop. I don't know what, I think I'm addicted to it. That's the only way to explain it. Because there's like, nothing interesting about it.
Like, the thing about it being, like, cops for rich people, like, there's one key difference. And it's, like, so there's a lot of people watching this show that are, like, on the side of the rich person who are, like, oh, my God, that is beautiful. She's going to look so gorgeous in that on her wedding day. And, like, there's nobody, there's, I don't think there's poor people watching cops that are, like, hell, yeah, great arrest. That was a great arrest.
No,
you're going back to jail again. Great job. You're going back to jail.
That's because you like, okay, what I used to watch cops, because I grew up in like a very like working class kind of like I hate the cops family. Like it was like you were always rooting for them. Like no matter how shitty they were, it was like old Johnny's going to make it. Like, but he never does.
Rooting for him to get away.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's going to get away.
I guess that would, no, I guess that is
similar. That's a weird way of looking at
it. I was looking at it a weird way.
Yeah. I mean,
I never watched. My dad was a cop, so like when we watch cops, it was a weird thing.
Your dad's
like,
a cop.
Was a cop.
Oh my god! Can I leave?
I
don't want to be here anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't worry, I left the family.
Good, so, good. good for you.
Yeah, but it was like he would watch cops all the time, and it would be like, but we're also really broke and like trashy. So I didn't know who to root for in the show. Like,
you're
like,
torn.
I was just watching it. Like, it scared me. The show scared me. So like, this kind of scares me too, I guess, in a way. Maybe not as much as like cops did. I think the blurring of the face was what really scared me. I'm like, how are they doing that? I don't think that people's faces should look like that.
Yeah, or the fact that they even have anyone's body on TV that they cannot reveal the identity of. Like, that's just a weird thing to me. Like, if you want to be, or if you're like, if record of you is on television, they shouldn't have it if they have to blow your face.
Yeah, like, you know,
it's just kind of like, it seems like, well, why is this on TV if it's so important that their identity is kept secret?
Right. It's like, we know people get arrested.
Is there ever
it's like, we're aware. We know.
I got, has there ever been a Say Yes to the Dress show where the girl's face was blurred out because she didn't want to be on it? I think that would be hilarious.
You know what? You should probably apply to be a writer.
I think I'll just watch like all 17 seasons of the show and find out.
Do those shows have... I don't look into this much, but do you know if those kind of shows have...
Most reality shows have writers, if only because like the interstitials, the narrator guy, being like, so-and-so had this opinion, but will she like this dress? You know, like...
I feel like they kind of like talk to the people on the show and like coax them into... getting them where they want them to be. Yeah. Like, so just tell me how this made you feel, or like, and oh, this happened.
And there's no way Randy's,
how are you
going to
overcome
lines?
This? Like, yeah.
Yeah. He is not smart enough to come up with those lines all by himself.
No, no. I think this is the only argument I can have for, like, I think that they're going to automate certain writing jobs. Like for that, like, you can literally,
oh yeah,
that could be that's like a soundboard. Like, mm-hmm. you can just type like, oh, sad reaction. And then it'll say the same exact thing.
Insert person's name.
Yeah.
Insert minor thing that's different from the other episodes.
Yeah.
Very formulaic. And,
yeah. It's like, so Jeremy thought that this dress was a stinker, but what about
stinker.
This one being a winner?
I wonder also, like, I'm kind of like, a lot of my obsession with this show and a lot of reality TV shows is more of like a kind of like an annoying intellectual perspective. Like, I just want to know why. Like, I want to keep watching to understand it. Like, because it's so popular, like, so many people like this stuff, so there's got to be something to it, you know? I can't just, like, sit underground in my little, like, I don't know, my podcast studio, you know? Like, and, like, think, like, oh, I'm just so intellectual. I don't know.
Please stop making fun of me.
No, it's just, like, for real. Because I'm the same way. Like, I'm the same way with my family. Like, they're all into reality TV, and they're super white trash and stuff, and I try to act like I'm, like, too good for it, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just think that I'm not too good for anything. I guess that's why I watch Say Yes to the Dress.
It's kind of like, I feel like the appeal is like people watching.
Yes.
Basically.
Like, exactly. For low self-esteem.
Like, there's entertainment, and then these are people who aren't entertainers who are giving, like, who are being given airtime, like, so much airtime that actors, like, think they're the luckiest people in the world if they even get on a television screen for, like, 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. And, like, these people are being put on TV just to kind of be judged and looked at, and
the type of people who's like, yeah, I was on TV once, I was on the news,
right?
Like,
yeah,
who cares?
But I don't know, like, that kind of appeals to my, like, primal instincts, you know, in a way of like, yeah, I kind of fall into it. Like, I don't choose to watch this show ever, but like, you get drawn in.
You do,
you know, kind of, you know.
I mean, there is the appeal of just kind of like, in the same way with the Bachelorette episode where just like, you get drunk and you get catty.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't sit and watch this by myself, but, like, if I had, like, people over who were watching, I'd be like, yeah, it's fun enough. I don't know. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's like a show that you don't have to sit there and be like, well, I love this actor, or, oh, this writer is brilliant. You know, it's
Watch this part.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, oh, this is all stupid. Like, I keep comparing it to football, but it's like, it's like football. Like, it's like a really bad football team. Like, you know what's going to happen. You know exactly who's going to be there, but you just keep going to it. And you don't know why.
Just like, to see if you, like, so you don't miss something crazy.
Yeah, but there's never anything crazy. But it's like you're just waiting for it. I don't know. I think that reality TV shows, they're, like, very feminine. I hate to go all like, well, this is like a gender thing. But it totally is. Like, there's so much stupid male TV out there that's so popular and not sort of slated like female reality TV is. Like, it's just seen as more like... It's like I know it's ridiculous, but I think it's all ridiculous. Like, I think pro football is so stupid, but people respect it. But it's a similar thing. Like, people are being exploited. People are spending lots of money they don't have. I don't know. I hate to over compare things.
There's some cool Doritos commercials in between them.
Yeah.
Randy.
There's Randy in all of them.
He's
Randy,
there.
He's like the announcer.
He's great in the football
He is
games.
The announcer.
He is. There's parallels there, absolutely. I think, I mean, like, the gender side of it, like, masculine, feminine, like, I guess they're, like, we watch, like, shows, like, I feel like The Flash or, like, those shows are very corny. They're very cheeseball type shows, but it's, like, they're superheroes and it's, like, a soap opera, so I'm going to watch it. So, like, I get that. Like, you get drawn into, like, these things where it's just, like, you don't want to have to think too hard. You just want to watch something and just, like... That way you can be multitasking without having to worry about if you're, like, missing something, in a sense.
I'm trying to think of what, like... So, like, I mean, you compare it to football. I don't know if football's the correct analogy, like, as a male version of this. But, like, there's got to be something like... was it Forge in Fire or something like that? There's, like, a show about, like, just making swords on History Channel. Yeah. Oh. And, like, I was on the break room, and, like, there was the commercial came on and like, all the guys in the room were like, oh, shit, have you seen that show?
Ice Road Truck.
Yeah, it's, like, it's that kind of thing. Like,
Pawn Stars.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I get sucked into Pawn Stars like crazy.
But
I don't even, I fucking hate it.
The same thing every goddamn time.
Yeah, I fucking hate it, but I watch it all the time.
It is that's the male version of Say Yes to the Dress. I think we figured
I could see that.
I think I think it's
there's no
stars.
Chum-Li on that one though. Yeah. We need a Chum-Li. I mean, Randy's no Chum-Li. So
he tries.
Do you ever see that treehouse show?
Oh, where they make like really elaborate treehouses?
Yeah, this guy goes around and makes crazy treehouses.
I've seen like bits and pieces. It's probably on like the bar or something.
It's so corny, but it's like I can't stop thinking of it as like Tim Heidecker in the main role building these trees. Like that's how I look at like reality television and commercials now. Is like Tim and Eric.
It's so absurd.
Like, that does sound like one of his bedtime stories.
Oh, though. Yeah.
It like, does sound just like that.
He builds his creepy-ass treehouse.
It'd be such a nightmare.
go ahead.
Like, reality shows are just so absurd, it's like almost impossible not to see the ridiculousness of them.
Yeah, oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, and the fact that there are people who don't is astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just, like, sit there and just watch, like, TLC is just, like, the channel that their TV turns on to.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well,
like... Was it John and Kate plus eight?
Ooh,
Little People, Big like, World and stuff.
Well,
like,
a lot of those too, like they're, a lot of them all have like these weird ethical dilemmas. Like a lot of them are like exploiting people based on something. So the reason why Say Yes to the Dress is better than Little People, Big World, because like that in itself is a joke on Little People. Like some people watch that as a joke.
Yeah.
Like I have like my boyfriend's a little person and like he like gets that shit all the time. Like, bro. Oh, you ever watch this show? Like it's just like oh it's a shitty show. Like just because it involves Little People doesn't mean it's good. Like really bad. Like it's just a reality TV show.
Right.
It's weird. It's just like I mean like I never even bothered with Little People, Big World or John and Kate plus eight.
My mom is very into all this reality TV. Like, she will have them all, like, she's still in that DVR game. So she's got them all DVR'd, like, throughout the week, set to record every week.
Just gotta tell her about that TLC app.
Oh, on man. She doesn't know how to use all that shit. I can barely, like...
Old people, technological world.
Can barely get her to use my Netflix account. But, like, she's into, like, Sister Wives...
Ooh,
and
that's good.
Breaking Amish.
What's a Sister Wives one?
That's a Mormon guy.
Oh, they're Mormons. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have like a serious thing. I'm actually doing a... I sound so lame saying this. I'm doing a podcast after this about like I grew up in a partially Amish family.
Oh, really?
And it's so weird watching Breaking Amish because that was like the moment when I like realized that reality TV is all bullshit because it's nothing like it. Like
okay.
That shit never happens.
What do you mean by... semi-Amish.
Like a quarter of my family is Amish. Like my grandma yanked over, but all my cousins and all my aunts and uncles are Amish still.
So that show like kind of touched close to your actual reality.
Yeah. Well, it pissed me off. It pissed me off because I wasn't aware of how bad reality TV was. I was like in 10th grade or it was like one of those first kind of like Amish mafia shows. It was a while ago, but I was like, wait a minute. They lie. Like, like I was just 16 and like very stupid. I was just very mad about it. But yeah, that's my piece on breaking Amish.
Okay. My mom is very into all of those shows, and it's like you get kind of like drawn in. Like I keep coming back to it's like I don't know which one I would specifically pick. Like out of these reality shows, like I was into like my guilty pleasure was like the VH1 like dating shows with like Flavor of Love and like
Next and like
Room Raiders. And and Surreal Life I watched for a little bit. That one was good. Oh man,
the Vern Troyer one, just Vern Troyer season,
beautiful people watching like so like this one I never really got into, just it didn't appeal to my particular sensibilities, but I guess it's like the same thing, you know, like just something to turn on and watch people like crash and burn, basically.
Dude, well, I mean, no one's really like crashing and burning. I mean, they're like the show is pretty earnest. Like, it doesn't really make fun of anybody on the show.
But coming from her point of view is like she watched it to make fun of them, though. Basically,
well, no, and I get that. Like, I'm saying, like, but just like this, like most like reality shows are just like people yelling and clawing at each other and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, there's no cat fights. There's no shitty mean things on this show, which I kind of appreciate. It's pretty genuine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't know, there's something about that that it just is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like it's a good like a Saturday afternoon show. There's no stress to it. It's just like the worst thing that's gonna happen is they're just gonna take a little bit longer to find the right dress.
Well, I think it brings the drama, but you know you can always go home. You know, like you're not going to be stuck on this island forever because it's not an island. It's Florida. Like cause you can always just walk back.
It's a peninsula.
Different. It's not an island.
Well, like this one, like I feel like was probably one of the more dramatic ones of like the girl only had $4,000 or $5,000, even though that was the same exact price of her shoes.
I know.
But then she bought a $9,000 dress. And they're like, we'll figure out the money stuff later. Like,
don't worry about it.
Okay.
it's not a big deal.
Like, no, don't worry. The TV show's going to pay for it as soon as we're done recording. That's going to be their surprise to us.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. I wonder if they should have like a sweepstakes and just get the trashiest people in the world to be on that show. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
And just like real low rent.
What I'm saying is me. I want to be on this show.
You're in like David's Bridal in the mall.
I'm like, just whoa. And they like kidnap you.
Bride Raiders.
Bride Raiders.
I guess Groom Raiders would sound better, but
Groom Raiders. we inspect local malls in local suburbs and kidnap local women.
They're very upfront about it, so it's okay. Yeah, no, it's for a show. It's cool.
Don't worry. It's on TV.
It's the Learning Channel.
Don't worry. That's their whole
No,
pitch.
I'm learning here.
Well, I know that I was going to mention this before, but a lot of people actually view, a lot of people who are scholars that look at TV have actually noticed that this is actually our new educational, television. I know it's not educational, but that
Saying reality
like,
shows?
Yeah, no, technically it is some of the only nonfiction on TV.
Well,
technically, it's taken the place of a lot of nonfiction that wasn't reality TV, which is scary if you think about it.
It's the only thing I can think of is the news.
Yeah, pretty much that's it. Well, think about like MTV, like VH1. It used to be content, music, but now it's more based on just shows.
Yeah.
Every History Channel, it's not about history anymore. It's just about
aliens
and pawning off things and just bullshit, I guess. But you could argue that you learned something.
Like yeah, I mean, like, in one sense, it's kind of scary because it's like not traditional to us. And these people, like, you do feel like your brain is being fried while you're watching it, but I don't know, maybe it's like so compact, like it's because the youth do think much more quickly I think, with the internet, the advent of the internet and everything, just like everything is so compact that it's like all of these little details that we loved about life and the simple life before, not the TV show, The Simple Life, but the actual simple life.
Everything you loved about the simple
life. It's like being cut out, you know, of just like actual society.
The boring parts like, of the stories.
Yeah. You know,
just like sitting around waiting for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like cutting cutting the fat.
Exactly.
Yeah, like just making everything look like it always goes like this. Like there's never anything else.
Yeah.
Like creating a narrative out of something that doesn't necessarily have a narrative.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's no narrative structure to life, man. You know, like
everything just
kind of just live. Yeah. I mean, there's no three-act structure to life. Yeah. It's like you're born and then you die. Well,
I'd like to see some like reality TV time lapse of an entire life from birth to death.
I mean, there's those YouTube things where people like post a second of their live every day.
Yeah, but
I know it's not the same. But
well, like
I can't even imagine a whole life. I mean, unless their life was super duper short, like just the data storage. Well,
like each season's like a year of their life, and this show goes on for like. Anywhere from, I mean, maybe it's a short series run.
Like a 5-year-old dying?
I wasn't going to go that brutal. But
aren't
five
guys...
seasons in a movie. The movie's is death.
Movie's CGI baby.
Aren't you guys friends with any like young mothers on Facebook?
No.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in a relationship with one for like a year and a half.
So you're dating someone who has a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, so does she post about it all the time on Facebook?
Not really, because she's kind of like, yeah, she's against that culture, but yeah.
Okay, but so you're familiar with it?
Yes.
So like there is this like weird thing where I am like afraid of this. I think that what you guys are talking about could actually happen because of how much we record what our babies do on Facebook, and then they just kind of grow into it, and then when they're old enough, they start posting. They're going to like my students right now in my eighth grade class, they were born in 2004, and so they have been being recorded since they were, but before they were born, pictures of them in the womb.
Oh.
Could you imagine that, like having all of that on the internet?
That's insane.
My friend
records a shit ton of stuff about his son, like all the time.
It's they
just,
do.
Like, all his Snapchat is just his son.
It's so creepy. It really freaks me out. I don't know. That could be like us being like, I was born in the 90s. Like, I'm sophisticated. But still, it's like still creepy.
I was born in the 2010s. I know the internet.
Yeah. She'll like post pictures and stuff. But like most of the time when she's doing like videos and stuff, it'll be like Instagram stories or like Snapchat. Mm-hmm. So it's just like. Moment where, and now it's gone.
Yeah, like, that's like more of like a conversation.
It's in the cloud though, man.
Yeah.
It's still in the cloud.
that picture of your baby's in the cloud, man.
You can't ever get it out.
Steve Jobs has it now in his dead grave. I don't know. You guys have anything else you want to talk about real quick before we close up?
Yeah, this is totally unrelated, but can we have a moment for Stephen Hawking?
Well, yeah.
Can you believe that happened today? Yeah, was that today? Well.
Yeah, it was like right after midnight, so technically Pi Day.
That is.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Simpsons alum.
Do you think he chose that?
You choose your death.
Did he take himself out?
I don't know.
We don't know the details.
I'm not sure.
He's smart enough to decide when he wants to die.
And he seems like he's intellectual enough to know when he's supposed to die.
And he's been through like a life where it's like he's gotten a lot taken from him anyway, so it's like. Why don't I just go out, you know?
Well, that's our moment for Stephen Hawking.
I'm out.
Also, another quick fact, he also died on, like, the anniversary of Einstein's birthday. Birth.
Yeah. Aww.
Unless that was yesterday.
Fucking nerd.
I don't know if that was on
par. Nerd. I gotta get out of here, man. You guys are nerds.
Devin, this is a hit or miss for you.
3.14159 is all I know. Yes to the dress. I'm going to say no to the show.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Not for about 4 hours. Not to the entire genre because like I'm not going to shit on this show or anything. I get why people like it, but this particular one is not going to be one I will continue personally. Unless it's in that party situation, I guess.
Party situation, dude.
We can all make fun of it.
Looks like I'm inviting you to a lot of parties.
Can I change my answer?
I want that party situation, my dude. I'll get some wine drunk. It's like The Bachelorette. Get a bachelorette and say yes to the dress. I don't know. I'm catty as shit, apparently. I don't fucking know what's wrong with
me. You kind of are a catty bitch,
I am,
George.
I'm like the honorary like straight gay guy. I'm into it.
Okay.
Next. Overall, like, I mean, if my girlfriend made me watch it,
then I'm okay with your choice.
If I had a girlfriend, if my girlfriend would sit down and make me watch it, I'd be like, no, thank you. But if it's just like getting wine drunk in the middle of the day and watching Say Yes to the Dress, sure, why not?
That's what I'm talking about.
So it's a hit.
That's a win for the guest. As long as you get one of us.
Oh my! Did I get you with Say Yes to the Dress?
You got enough of us.
I have never gotten anybody. And no, this is the first time I get got somebody.
You
got
to start
you.
A church now.
Right. The Church of the Dress.
Church of the Dress.
And then Randy said, boom.
Boom.
Well, Jesse, thank you for coming on. Do you have anything you want to plug real quick before you head out?
Wait, what do you mean?
Any shows?
Any shows coming up? Projects?
The podcast you're going to be on tonight?
8th grade lectures.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., I'm going to talk a lot about George Washington and what a piece of shit he was.
Well, okay.
Yeah, he was a bad guy. Real bad. After this, I'm going to go on a podcast called The Default Setting with Jess
Falstein. Also on our network.
Yeah. She's so sweet. And she's doing... It's like, I didn't know what to do for a while. I was going to do anxiety, but then she said like somebody else had done that. So I'm like, you know, I used to like hang out with my Amish cousins all the time. I'm going to do being Amish. She's like, oh shit. And I was like, cool. I'm like really nervous though. I haven't talked about it in a while. So we'll see if I remember enough.
You should be nervous. Very nervous.
I think that
you've never talked.
That's what I love about our show. It's like, it's bringing, I love like The Default Setting. It's bringing people back to their origin.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
People don't think about that often. So yeah. Listen to that show.
Hey man. Well, thank you, Jesse, for coming on.
We
appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was a good episode. If you want to contact us, it's secondshotpod@gmail.com. Our numbers, all that good stuff. It's in the show notes. Devin, you got anything you want to plug real quick?
Just follow me at News on Devin if you want to on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At MakeoutChamp on Instagram for me. We will see you guys next week. Okay.
Mowage.
Mowage. Oh, my God. I forgot about that movie.